we're back here on the HQ Report talking with Master Captain Bob May this week. And Bob, it's a pleasure to have you on the radio. Of course, you're on before me each and every Saturday morning right here on KDKD. Bob, you stuck around a little bit today. Let's talk a little bit for a minute if you have time.
Absolutely. It's great seeing you, Clayton, as always.
Bob, when did you get into radio? I know when I first got into radio, you hired me here at the radio station.
Yeah, I had an interest in it. A girlfriend in high school said, "You're funny and you've got a good voice. You ought to be in radio."
And so, that's all it took.
That's about it. My father took me down to a radio station in Kansas City so I could see what one looked like, because right. I had no idea. And from there, we found Northwest Missouri State University that had a radio a program, plus they had radio stations to work at.
Right.
And so that's sort of where it all got started. And then just from there, it's just been, you know, one station to the next. And
you've been all over the country in radio.
Yep. We started in St. Joe and ended up in Colorado Springs for 10 years.
Wow.
We did mornings there, and then we went into sales and sales management. And then we reached out and bought a little radio station in Oklahoma and worked that for a while and
right.
built a station along with it and spent some time out on the East Coast in Virginia, then back in Ohio,
right.
and then back to Missouri at Clinton in 2003. So it's been a whirlwind, but we've had a great time. Love the different parts of the country we've been in. And we were in Louisiana for a few years, New Mexico.
You've just been all over, right?
We've been all over. And it's been a great experience. And enjoy getting back here to kind of the homeland, if
right.
you will. You know, with
you're close, yeah, close to where you grew up and things like that as well.
Absolutely,
so,
yeah. yep.
Speaking of Truman Lake, you didn't get into boating, at least in my opinion, until much later in life. Am I correct on that?
We did. Actually, we rented a little boat the same year we got married.
Okay.
And we took it out for a couple of hours down at Lake of the Ozarks and just had a blast. And so we bought our first boat a couple of weeks later.
Oh, okay.
So we had one for a while, and then we got out of it, and we got back into it. And then with our son, Eric, you know, a lot of dollars are required.
Yes, for kiddos. Yes, you know. I got two at home.
Yeah. So, you know, I had to get them through high school and college and all that kind of stuff. So, but we got back into it in 2006
okay.
with our boat over at Lake of the Ozarks, and we just enjoy it as much as we can.
Now, Bob's No Wake Zone, that came about when you were originally working here at these stations. And tell me about how that started. When did you get started officially with Bob's No Wake Zone?
Well, it was December 1st of 2006, just okay. a couple of months after we bought the boat. And we experienced a huge ice and snowstorm over at Lake of the Ozarks.
Yes, I remember
and
that.
The roofs of docks were coming down on boats. Boats were collapsing in the lake. They were sinking. A lot of boats were totaled. Ours had a significant amount of damage to it. And so it was an old boat.
Okay.
So it was hard finding people to work on an old boat, to find canvas and stainless steel and fiberglass repair and, you know, just everything, carpets and, you know, controls, you know, instruments on the flybridge. I had to do searching on the internet. And it was my wife, Mo, who said,
right.
"You're looking all this information up and finding all this stuff. Why don't you put a website together?"
Yeah.
Because other guys are probably trying to do the same thing. Because there were literally thousands of boats that were damaged in that storm down there.
Down there. And so you was trying to, as you was collecting the information, you just kind of kept the information and you kind of put some ideas together
yeah.
and make a website.
Then, like a couple of months later, she said, "You know, you've got this website up there. Why don't you do a radio show about boating?" And so that's really how it kind of started here. And started out recording people in the studio right over there.
Yeah.
And the next thing led to an hour program. And then next thing led to moving to Lake of the Ozarks. And now we're in our 10th year.
That's incredible. Now, over at the Lake of the Ozarks, you're at the radio stations over there. But you also are our master captain. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes. Most weekends, either Saturday or Sunday, not both, I will do captaining for people that rent a boat,
okay.
or I drive some of the charter boats over there, like the Hopper, it's called.
Okay.
It's part of the Celebration Cruise Lines, and we take people to what we call a bar hop cruise. So we'll take them to
just
a couple of
lake.
Bars that have pools, and they'll sit in there and have fun with their friends. Bachelorette parties, bachelor parties, family get-togethers,
right.
those kind of things. And then we also do a significant amount of boat training, training people how to drive their boats, because there's a lot of fear with driving your boat when you're not comfortable docking
mm-hmm.
and or understanding the rules of the road and the safety things that you need to have aboard. So we kind of cover all that. It's all part of a new, relatively new, about 4 years now, a captain's association that exists at the lake now. And It's a very simple process for people to hire a captain to come drive their boat for them or to drive a rental boat. It's safer, obviously.
And I'm sure with all that, you have great experiences for the radio show as well. You meet people with the training courses, you can share that information right along with the show.
I have moms who call and say, my son wants to take the boat out with a bunch of his friends. He's old enough. He's passed the state test. But she says, I'm not comfortable letting him out of there, with some friends without some training.
Right.
So can you come and spend a couple, 3 hours with them? And we do. We do it usually during the middle of the week.
Right.
We'll go out for a couple, 3 hours.
When
and take
not
them
so
someplace.
Busy on the lake.
Right, exactly.
Right.
Take them someplace where we can use a dock at one of the restaurants that's not real busy or they're closed on Wednesday or something like that.
Right.
And give them some training on that. Tell them how to get the boat up on plane so they're not plowing. We tell them some of the safety features, things they need to know about. We absolutely talk to them about, you do not drink or take drugs while you're driving a boat,
right?
Period.
Just like a vehicle.
Just like a vehicle.
Yeah, exactly.
The
same rules apply there, yeah.
You're responsible for not only the damage to the boat, but also the damage or the injury or possible death that you might incur if something would happen. So it's a great process. I also teach at the Freedom Boat Club over
there.
And their new members have to go through a four-hour course, part classroom, and then we take about 2 hours and go out on the lake, and we do the same kind of training to help them understand the lake, because a lot of those people that join Freedom Boat Club might be from another area in the country. And
so they can
make a reservation for a boat at Lake of the Ozarks or at Tampa, Florida. But when you go to a new place, you have to have training on that lake.
Because every lake is different, and it might be open water, it might be a lake, or different things like that,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Local knowledge is what we provide them as well. There's some places around the lake where you need to be careful. There's some places where there's some shoals that come out that you don't see,
right. But
they're 2 feet under the boat. You're going to end up destroying a motor, and you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah. Those propellers are not cheap.
That's right. And, you get stalled out there. So, yeah, it's a great amount of fun. It really got started through the Water Safety Council at the lake.
Okay.
And that was started a number of years ago when we were having 7, 8, 10, 12 fatalities on the lake every year. And now we're, unfortunately, at 2 this
right.
year. One early on, and then one just a few days back.
A few days, okay.
And it's great to be able to show that we've had an impact on boating safety at the lake. And we've had literally thousands of boats out on the water every day.
Yeah.
Since the COVID thing started.
Yeah, everyone's flocking to the lakes to get out away from people. 2 or 3 people on a boat, you're within social distancing, and you can get out there and still have a good time and enjoy life.
Absolutely. I got to tell you, Clayton, it was great meeting Ken Taylor and talking to him about his show and his experiences and that kind of thing. And I know we were on his program just a while ago. So it's great to be able to share this information with our good friends that we have around the Clinton area that have been listening to KDKD for years.
Now, Bob, tell us a little bit about Bob's No Wake Zone. Of course, you told us how you got started and things like that, but it currently airs here every Saturday morning at 8 o'clock, but you also have a long-form version over on your stations over at Lake of the Ozarks, correct?
Yes. We do 30 minutes here or 2 segments on the program, and I try to mix up the guests that we have on and the topics that we have on. I try to get them as much as I can focused on this geography
right.
as opposed to Lake of the Ozarks, but I like to share the Lake of the Ozarks information or information from Wapapello Lake or from the coast or from the Gulf or from, the Great Lakes. So we tried through the program to make it recreational boating from kayaks to cruise ships.
Everything. Right.
So, we talk about steamboats and steamships. We talk about paddleboards and canoes and stand-ups. And we talk about, really anything having to do with recreational boating, everything from talking about a particular brand to talking about, safety, which is a big thing. We try to talk about safety in every program that we do, some aspect of that, whether it's a piece of safety gear that you need to have
right.
or something like that. There's a new thing right now that we are learning about, and that is a gasoline fume detector device that's been invented.
Okay.
That's to help prevent boats from exploding after they've fueled.
Okay.
I think
I seen you post something on Facebook recently
yes.
about that.
And there's a company now that's putting in these devices or selling these devices that can be installed in any boat that has an inboard motor. And what it does is if it detects any fumes, gasoline fumes, it actually automatically starts the blowers, and it kicks on a red light on the dashboard, and it also has a buzzer sound.
So it alerts you.
It alerts you not to start the motors until you've cleared the area of any of those fumes. So there's a lot of new products on the market that I look for all the time to share with our listeners. Some of them are for fun,
right?
You know, like towables and you know that kind of thing, wakeboards. But some of them are for safety, and that's we want people to have fun when they're out there, and you know that's the great part about boating is it's fun, it's enjoyable, it's good family time, it's good friendship time, and you know you meet a lot of fellow boaters that you become friends with over the years,
right? And absolutely.
So you know that's kind of it. But like I say, we talk about anything and everything. We talk a lot about the Coast Guard, the water patrols. You know, any of that kind of thing that might be of some interest to a boater.
And along with that, you had mentioned a moment ago, was that the information you share can be applied to Truman Lake. It can be applied to Lake of the Ozarks, Taney Como, Table Rock. Whatever information you share can be applied to any lake. Sometimes it is specific to Truman Lake or Lake of the Ozarks, but you can go back and use some the general knowledge that you share for boating just in general.
Absolutely. And I enjoy talking. I've got a historian that is a Titanic historian.
Oh, wow.
And he's a young man. He just got into it when he was in high school, and he's got lots of great facts. And so I interview him once a year around the anniversary of when the Titanic sank.
Right.
The steamboats, like the one in Kansas City, Steamboat Arabian Museum, you know, that's a fascinating story to me. He's found another boat buried under the ground.
Wow.
And they're already digging on that, I think. So there's a story
great stories
coming
like
there.
That. Yeah.
There's a group called the Missouri River Relief, and they do cleanups on the Missouri River all the time. And so that's a topic for me.
Clean water is something you like to talk about a lot.
Cleaning up our lakes, cleaning up our waterways,
getting the debris that you know the litter on top of the water, but stuff underneath the water that affects the habitat of the lakes and the streams and rivers is very important as well.
Yeah, our Ameren people over at Lake of the Ozarks have volunteers that go out twice a year, spring and fall, and they clean up the shorelines. But they actually will dig a little bit, and sometimes they'll find things on the shoreline. Like one year, they found a pistol inside a mason jar.
Oh, wow.
They found a bowling ball. It's like, it's like, honey, where'd the bowling ball go?
Oh, fell off the boat the other day.
Fell off the boat the other day. It's like, what? They find refrigerators. They find old tires. Yeah. They find lawn furniture that's blown off somebody's dock or deck. Actually they ended up in the water and sank, and they didn't go after it. So, those cleanup efforts have kept the lake very, very clean. And that's always a good thing. And, of course, the Missouri River, too, needs to have constant attention.
Absolutely. It all flows to one direction. It all ends up in the Gulf at some point. So.
That's right. So, yeah.
Well, Bob May with Bob's No Wake Zone, Master Captain Bob, right here on the HQ Report this morning. Bob, thank you so much for stopping by.
Clayton, appreciate it. It's good to talk to all you guys.
Always a pleasure. So thanks, Bob.
You bet.